Patty Griffin, and I would normally let that play until it's finished. However, the old clock on the wall says it's time for a health check. And so we have Deborah in the studio with us. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm all right, some of the time. That's and good. Also Tanya. Hi. How are you going?
Pretty well, thanks.
That's good. Now, while Tanya gets used to being in the studio, gets over the minor stage fright of this rough and tumble little shed we live in, Deborah, we've got some other things to talk about at the minute.
Well, Bob, as you know, we're busy little bees down at Otway Health. And
I get tired just visiting.
I know. It's a bit like that, isn't it? We've got a few things that are going on. Mm. And even though our gorgeous Sally makes sure she puts these into the news sheet regularly, I just thought it would be a good opportunity to remind people of some of the things we've got happening around town. And one of the things I'd just like to remind people about is on the 26th of February, we have a ladies' lunch group that's happening. Now, I don't want the guys to feel that we're leaving them out. They have their lunch group on the 29th of February. So we like to let the girls get together and have a lunch and the guys get together and have a lunch. And we're really, really fortunate that the Apollo Bay Hotel generously subsidises those lunches for us. So if anybody's interested, they can, of course, ring Otway Health on 52378500 and make a booking if they'd like to.
So who do you have to be to go?
Well, for the ladies' lunch, just somebody in the community.
Someone of that particular gender.
It's about our community services getting groups together who may otherwise perhaps be missing their families after Christmas, who perhaps don't have as big a social network when everybody goes home, once school goes back, all those sorts of things. And just to make new friends, an opportunity to go out for lunch.
So if you were kind of new to town, it would be a good thing to pop along to.
Yep.
And, you know, if you're find yourself on your own, your bloke's gone off sailing or fishing or doing whatever he wants to do, pop along.
Exactly. Sounds like a good idea, doesn't it?
It does. Day and time again?
For the ladies, lunch group, Friday, 26 February.
Yep.
For the guys, Monday, 29 February, 12:30, and make a booking through Otway Health.
Through Otway Health. Okay, fantastic.
The other thing I wanted to remind people about is that we do have visiting podiatry services coming to Apollo Bay, and at times it can be hard to get an appointment with the podiatrist, but we have some appointments available on March the 22nd. Again, that number is 52378500 if anybody would like to make an appointment.
So you don't really need to have crooked feet to see the podiatrist, do you? In fact, No, you don't. Bit of rough skin or a toenail that's a bit difficult to...
Sure. And sometimes, remember we talked recently about people with sore backs.
Yep.
Sometimes it might be just a little hard to be
bloody
able to...
Bloody far to get down to those things.
tend to your own foot care. So we're really pleased to be able to support the podiatry services in a number of ways, and we just knew that we had some appointments available and thought it was a great opportunity to tell people.
23rd of March.
22nd of
22nd.
March.
22nd. Just checking. I'm just checking you for detail, that's all.
That's good. I have to stay on the ball, don't I?
You do.
The other thing that's really important in Apollo Bay is that we know that there are a number of people who care for others, whether it be children, whether it be elderly, or there are just a lot of carers around. And we have a fantastic community nurse, Annie Misson, and she has a group meeting for the Apollo Bay Carers Support Group on Thursday, 25 February, between 1 and 2 o'clock at Marawarn. And again, if anybody would like to attend that, Annie can be reached on 52378500.
So this is for someone who's looking after a family member or a close friend or who's not well.
That's right.
And this is emotional, psychological support as well as practical stuff, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah? It's companionship. It's about, sometimes it can be a bit lonely if you're looking after somebody and you feel the days are long and you've got nobody to chat about and nobody actually gets you or gets what's going on for you. And if we can get carers together, and sometimes all they need is a damn good laugh and have a few jokes with one another, and that can be all that they need to get them through another week.
Yeah, and comparing notes about, whatever, lifting techniques or, distractions and whatever. Yeah.
Conversation for another day for you and I, Bob, but carers in our community are such a huge hidden workforce that get under-recognised, under-acknowledged, and we think it's really important if we can offer this support to them.
Absolutely.
And for those of our listeners who have met Annie, they'll know what a gorgeous and how gorgeous girl she is and how fortunate we are to have her working at Otway Health.
So if you're a carer, don't be shy.
No.
Don't think, oh, look, I won't go to that one. You know, it'll be a welcoming, pleasant event. Yep.
It'll be fine. And my last advert for today, sorry I'm taking up a lot of space, but there's a lot happening. We're busy, busy, busy bees. Just wanted to remind everybody in the community, we all love Second Sales, the opportunity shop. And now that the Christmas period is over, the shop is back to Monday to Friday, 9:30 till 4, and on Saturdays, 9:30 till 3. The shop's closed again on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to let people know.
Okay, good.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. That's the little newsy roundup.
Yes.
Now, will we find out why Tanya's here?
What a good idea.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah. Yep, sounds like a plan.
Okay. Hi, Tanya. What do you do and why are you here?
I'm an occupational therapist at Otway Health. I've been there about 10 years.
Yeah.
I deliver a variety of programs, see people through a lot of age groups. But today I probably want to talk a little bit more about what we classify as our early years program. Typically we think of early years as children born from 0 to 8 years of age, 8 to 10, roughly like that. So we have a few different things, services we offer at Otway Health
families. So doesn't just movement and stuff just come naturally to kids like that? Do they just don't need any
for most children, yes.
Guidance to that? Do they?
Yep. I think it does, and there's probably some kids we may want to not have moving around so much. But yes, it does, and for majority of children it is.
Mm.
But for some children that can be a little bit challenging, I guess. And here at Otway Health we've about probably 5 years ago now, 5 or 6, I'm not sure, we started a program called Moving Monkeys. And it really is just it's a play-based program that focuses on movement. And it's fairly unstructured. I've tried it a few different ways. So what we do is we encourage children about 2.5 to 4 years of age. We've got the age constraints only because children develop at different times,
rates,
so it's
yeah.
a little bit hard if you've got a one-year-old there to be making it challenging enough for a four-year-old, say. Having said that, though, I don't want to stop families from coming who may have a three-year-old and have a one-year-old, so we still encourage them to come. And the parents come along, or grandparents. We've had grandparents come with their grandchildren.
Or maybe carers.
Or carers, yep. And they come along and they have a 45 minutes of kind of a fairly fun movement-based program. Looking at movement in different ways.
So this is just kind of looking at it. Are you on the lookout for bad habits or unuseful kind of postures and habits?
Having the occupational therapy background that I have, I kind of do look at what children are doing.
Mm.
At that age, it probably wouldn't be really bad posture or bad movements in that
sense.
What
about sitting on your bum with your knees splayed either side? W-sitting. It's got a name. Is that really as bad as people say it is?
It's not good for the hips. No, it's not. It's not good for the hips. And children who do that often aren't very strong in their core, their abdominal muscles, or they're really quite flexible.
Yep.
So, look, again, you would assess each child individually, so I wouldn't go out there and say, every child that W-sits needs to see a therapist or has got an issue, but it's probably not something we really strongly advocate. So you look at those sort of things in a combination of other things.
Yeah.
But for instance, the program's not really geared for any children who may have particular concerns with movement.
No, it's just for general
folks.
Yep.
But sometimes parents may have some concerns, and it's a fun way for them to come along and have their child engage in balance kind of activities. We encourage a bit of climbing, coordination activities, throwing, jumping. So we try to make it really fun, and we don't target it at any particular child, so no child feels like they're being singled out. But it's also a place where parents, if they do have some concerns, they can ask some questions on the side. But generally you find children will watch other children. So those ones who are a bit hesitant, the first few weeks they may not participate, but as they come week after week, they gradually get more confident and will try new things. So that's why we set the first part of the program, we usually set up an obstacle course, and there's different things that children can do, and we just try to encourage them. And if I notice some children are really avoiding certain activities, we might watch them for a little bit, and then we try to gently guide them towards those sorts of things so they can develop their skills. And then we usually throw in a few games and some social games, so things where they have to, you know, maybe talk to some other children. Some kids are a bit shy. So it's fairly, you know, it sort of addresses a few different things, but it's not geared towards children who specifically may have any kind of movement concerns. Yeah. But we can certainly, you know, that can help those children who can. And if anyone ever comes along and parents are really concerned, they can then ask for an individual appointment to see me individually if we think there may be some things that need to be addressed more specifically. And they can then have a one-on-one session with me as a therapist.
So with this, sorry, Bob, no, I've just got a question. I was a rather klutzy kid and I haven't outgrown that phase, apparently. So is this the sort of program where parents may find out if their kids are just normal and a little bit klutzy and clumsy, yep, as opposed to something, yep, actually being physically wrong?
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of us, I mean, I'm a parent, and a lot of the trap that a lot of us fall into is, as much as you try not to, you often look at other people's children and you suddenly go, oh, wow, they're doing this and they're doing that and mine aren't. And they may think that there's something wrong with their child, mm-hmm, when actually it's just is a normal part of development in children. Develop really at different speeds. And some children are klutzy because they're fast movers. I reckon that might be your problem, Deb. You know,
could
but
be.
You know, they're rushing around, yeah, more than, yeah, anything else, yeah, and they're just constantly, yeah, bumping into things. But it is a good, maybe a good space. If you're just a little bit concerned but not enough to just come along and have a look. But the most thing is that it's fun. Children usually do ask week after week, when are they coming back to Moving Monkeys? That's what parents have told me, so they do look forward to it. It's run up at the leisure centre at the school, so we're lucky to have the great support. They make sure there's space for us outside of their curriculum for us to be able to run it one day a week. Mm-hmm. The one starting this term starts on the 22nd of February. We keep it a little bit shorter first term just because people are settling back into the term, and we usually run it for anything from 4 to 8 weeks each term, depending on the need. The winter months is a little bit longer because children usually aren't outside as much, mm, and parents are looking for something that's, you know, for their kids to be able to do.
So it's great that it's at the school, because the kids get familiar with the school and,
yep,
it's not a big deal when suddenly they're going there.
No.
Do you feed them red cordial before you start?
No red cordial.
No red cordial?
No food. We encourage them to bring back along snacks and a drink just, yep, in case, because young children can get hungry.
Sure.
Yeah, and then and that's it.
And cost?
It's $7 a family, so, mm-hmm, if it's a 4-week program, it's, you know.
Oh, that's for the whole program, not $7.
No, it's like, would be $28.
Oh,
if it's a 6-week,
okay,
program,
yep,
it's, yep, you know, so we just multiply,
okay,
it by that.
Yep.
But that's for the family, so if there's more than one child. And like I said, even if the younger ones come along, we support the parents to be able to be there, because that can be a bit tricky if you've got a lot of people have more than one child around those,
sure,
age groups.
Yeah.
So,
yep,
we want to reassure parents that we can work around that.
So how did it get the name?
I had an occupational therapy student who I helped design the program, and I had her come up with a name because I'm not very good at coming up with names.
I think it's a great name.
It's a perfect name. Indeed.
Yeah. No, so we had an occupational therapy student years back who helped sort of come up with a concept, and we had we're working with a play group and things years,
okay,
back, so that's how it all came about.
Fantastic. Should we have a little music, or do you want to press on?
Oh, no, I think I chose a very nice song today, Bob.
Well, that remains to be seen, Deborah.
I think we should do music.
This is 3ABR, the Apollo Bay Community Health Check, sponsored by Otway Health. And, look, I make no guarantees about this piece of music. It's something that Deborah brought with her. Deborah Chirasa appropriately brought in something from the Style Council, in case you didn't know. It was track 10, and I don't have my glasses on, so I can't tell you what it was. But Deborah might know. What was it?
Big Boss Groove.
Big.
There were so many connotations,
okay,
to that,
yeah,
one, Bob.
Yeah. Tanya, this is the serious part of the program.
I'm not sure I'm going to follow on from that.
No. So you're an occupational therapist.
Yes.
Okay. Does that mean, regardless of the occupation, you can look and help people deal with problems,
yep,
that are caused by their occupation, or what?
So the idea is that we assist anyone to engage in their daily occupations.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of a fairly broad term about occupational therapy. So if we're talking about children, you would look at what their occupation is. So,
yeah,
which is play.
Mm-hmm.
going to school, learning to dress themselves, eating, any manner of things. So we touched on a little bit before when we talked about moving monkeys. There may be some children whose motor development, whether it's fine motor, so using their hands for drawing and those sorts of things, or what we call gross motor development, jumping, skipping, using their big muscles, they may not be developing as well for a variety of reasons. And so they can be referred to an occupational therapist. You don't have to be referred. You can just call up and say, I have concerns, I'm not sure.
Yep.
And then we look at whether, you know, those concerns might be well-founded or whether actually everything's fine. You know, it's fine. So, yep.
So in the more classic sense, which occupations need therapists more than any others? What are the,
It's not so much which occupations need therapy. It's actually the word occupation is used in a more generic sense about keep an occupation that you do to keep yourself occupied, not like as in a job.
Okay.
Yep.
If I'm a truck driver, and my back's bad, then an occupational therapist would be someone to see to get advice about how to deal with it?
Yep, so you would maybe see the physiotherapist to treat you for your back, but the occupational therapist would look at how you could keep driving.
Mm.
So what you might need done to help you keep driving the truck.
Yeah.
So they may look at ways of modifying how you're driving or seating or those kinds of things.
Getting in and out of it often.
So we don't do sort of the hands-on massaging because people when they hear an occupational therapist, always their eyes light up with glee, and I am very quick to send them to the physio for that. No, so it's more looking at I mean, obviously you can give a lot of advice about things you should or shouldn't do. Mm. To make sure you're not hurting, it's about how people can engage in their everyday life that's meaningful to them.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, what you might like to do is not maybe what someone else likes to do.
Sure.
So you've got to make sure it's really person centred. So obviously, with children, often it's the parents who are looking at that.
Mm.
And so a lot of times I work closely with kindergarten teachers or school teachers as well as parents, the maternal child health nurse, Die Earlier.
Yep.
And because often they would be the first port of call for where parents may raise some concerns.
Mm.
And they do some screening assessments, a lot of those people, where they may identify potential concerns and then they say, it might be a good idea for you to go and see the occupational therapist. School, when children are sort of coming around school time, things like being able to write and draw and complete those school kind of tasks can be areas that some children might find challenging. So we can work with children to work with that. So what generally here at Otway Health, what I'll do is they'll come in, we'll complete some assessments because there could be any number of reasons why those children are struggling. So first you've got to identify what it might be. Because it may not be a motor problem, it actually may be something with their vision or other processes going in the brain. So you've got to work out a little bit why they may be having those challenges. And then you may devise, you might say, okay, we're going to see you once a week for the next 6 weeks or 8 weeks. Mm. You make a plan with the parents and the families and to work towards trying to develop those kind of skills, whichever it is what they're wanting to develop.
So it's mostly children you work with?
No, here at Otway Health I'm the only OT. OT is the short version of occupational therapy. So no, I work through from 0 to 110 if I need to. So
without, you know, revealing anyone's identity, what are some of the other things you've done with adults?
Big ones, looking at their homes, if they're having difficulty getting around there, accessing their house, so looking at modifying their homes. That's a big part of my work. So it could be anything from just I need a rail in the shower.
So if you've had an operation or a little stroke or something like that.
Yeah. So someone who's had a hip replacement, for instance, they have got some restrictions in about how they're allowed to move.
Mm.
And so the occupational therapist might look at, make sure all their equipment's the right height at home, their chairs, so they don't dislocate their hips, or make sure they can get in and out the house if they can't negotiate the steps and those sorts of things. And then as an occupational therapist, I know the different funding bodies that might be out there to see if people are or are not eligible for funding. Not everyone is, but I have that background knowledge to be able to help people navigate that system.
Right.
So those sorts of things. So the other thing is, you know, if people, again, are having difficulties with after a stroke, knowing how, with getting themselves dressed, we work with them with that. Or Return to work can be a big thing too. You know, hand therapy is another one. People have had hand surgery and their hand isn't functioning very well, and they can come in and see me for that. So it's quite broad. It's a good job.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. Because you think of people mostly in Apollo Bay, they're either, you know, jumping in and out of the surf or on and off sailboats or whatever. You don't think that they have challenges getting around, or you see them on their little motor cars.
But I have modified a sailboat for someone who's in a wheelchair.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay.
So might be able to jump on and off a sailboat, but not everybody can. So that's where the occupational therapist can...
So it's about enabling people who have some physical challenge or restriction or condition to allow just to allow them to participate in all the things that we...
Yeah, and not just physical, if sometimes with mental health too. So there's, you know, there may be reasons with people with mental health issues might find it difficult to engage in everyday activities and we can work with them too.
So you always have a successful outcome pretty much. You always can make some sort of difference.
I think usually we can make a difference, yeah. Wow. So big or small, yeah, I think we can. So
no wonder you like your job.
Yeah, I do. I do like my job. It's very practical, very hands-on, which is what I like about it. So I can make, it's good. So, and like I said, people can self-refer, or it doesn't need to come from a doctor or from another hospital or anything. And if people aren't sure, they can just, I'm always accessible by phone, they just call up and say, is this... You know, do I see you for this? And I can say, yep, that's something I think I can help you with, or no, maybe you need to see someone else.
Okay. Yep. So you ring Tanya at Otway Health.
That's right.
Just ask for Tanya. Yeah.
That's right. 5237 8500.
Fantastic. Well, it's just another amazing service provided by Otway Community Health.
Absolutely.
And brings us pretty neatly to the end of the program. You wanted to say something else?
Bob, I just wanted to remind people about the post-fire recovery efforts that are continuing across the region. And, of course, in particular, I'm really interested, along with Kate, my colleague at Lawn, to make sure that the health and wellbeing of people is catered for, not just for the short term, but for the long term. And one of the things that we are very mindful of is the psychosocial issues that may be arising. Call them mental health, call them depression, call them whatever you like. People are affected in different ways. And I just wanted to remind people, if they're concerned about anyone or themselves, to especially in Wye River and Separation Creek, to either call Lawn Community Hospital or call Otway Health, and we can refer you to appropriate people.
Okay, the challenge there is, you know, a man or a woman who's clearly not, you know, is clearly challenged by the size of it. You've probably had a conversation or two with them. You're not really in a position to say, look, what you need to do is go along and see yada, yada, yada. You're probably... don't want to pick up a phone to a health service and say, you know, Billy Smith's a bit ordinary, or do you? Do you think that's, I mean...
We have to be very mindful of people's privacy.
Yeah, that's right.
And we have to respect that. One of the easiest things to do, and it's certainly something that's come out in the Are You OK campaign, and that's what I really like about that program, is that it's made people feel a little bit more comfortable about saying to somebody, whatever. One of the best lines I've ever used, or I've noticed used a lot with people, if people are talking to you or they're a bit angry or they seem a bit down or whatever, sometimes you can just say, you know, I've been chatting to you for a while and I'm just wondering, have you thought that maybe if you went and talked to somebody it might help you? Because, God, those fires were crap, weren't they? Mm. Sometimes it can be as simple as that. The fact that you notice that somebody's perhaps off their game is all it might take for somebody to be able to motivate themselves and go and see someone. Mm. Not as easy as that all the time, I know. But I think we have to care about each other in our communities, and sometimes you have to say the tough things.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, yeah. And it's great to know the services are there both here and in Lawn.
Absolutely.
And that we're mates with people in Lawn. That's wonderful.
We love Lawn.
Yeah. Tanya, thank you very much for telling us about occupation health and occupation health and safety. Monkeys moving. Deborah?
Bob, it's always good to see you.
You'll be back in a fortnight. And there'll be more.
Absolutely.
There's always more from Otway Health. This has been the Apollo Bay Community Health Check. sponsored by Otway Health, and this is 3ABR.